Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. The podcast version is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. If you're listening on any of a number of stations around the country, thanks for tuning in. If you're watching us on television on about eight stations up in Northern California, welcome inside the studio with me. It's a pleasure to be here filling your prescription for freedom in your living rooms, bedrooms, family rooms, kitchens, wherever you happen to be. Great to be with you today. I'm going to start with this, and then I'm going to jump to one of my favorite people on earth, Lee the Gunwriter Williams from Sarasota's Herald Tribune, who joins me today. But there are headlines everywhere today. If you were listening to the program yesterday, gun groups sue Georgia County judge for suspending concealed carry applications. Two gun rights groups filed a lawsuit Thursday against a Georgia judge who suspended concealed carry permit applications in his county, arguing that the decision violates the Second Amendment. Firearms Policy Coalition, otherwise known as the FPC, and the Second Amendment Foundation, otherwise known as the SAF, filed the lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Atlanta against Cherokee County Probate Judge Keith Wood, the county itself, and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican. Interesting, right? Yeah, well, you've got to stop tyranny wherever it exists. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of Lisa Walters, a member of both gun groups. She said she was barred from applying for a new concealed carry license, locally known as a GWL or a Georgia weapons license. Ms. Walters had led a previous GWL lapse. Here's the interesting part. Judge Wood is still signing marriage licenses in the probate count, in the probate court in Cherokee County. And that last name might sound familiar to you because it's my last name, because it's my wife. Let's go right to the phones. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams. Lee, are you proud of us, brother?
I am. That Lisa Walters must be a hell of an American.
She is. She is. You know, when the guys over at Ammo Land, there's a lot of buzz out there now. The guys over at Ammo Land said, wow, that's awesome. And she puts up with you. So she's really a patriot, you know. And that's the truth. She's awesome. And she's a lot of things. She also survived breast cancer with diagnosis in 2017. She's strong as an ox. And I got to tell you, this is, you know, she survived it 100% fine. Just let everybody know that. But, you know, had to go through that battle. Now this. I love the strength. I love the strength. Lee, you know, this is an interesting – I like talking about this in Georgia because Georgia's a very pro-gun state, as you know. Brian Kemp, the Georgia governor, ran, no doubt, one of the most pro-gun campaigns anywhere in the country – or anywhere – yeah, I'm going to say it, anywhere in the country. It was probably one of the most pro-gun gubernatorial campaigns. It could be said maybe in history. I mean, this guy ran with a gun in nearly every ad. The enemies of our freedom accused him of even threatening his future son-in-law, his daughter's boyfriend, if you remember, because he had a shotgun in the ad. It was ludicrous, but that's what they said. And here he is, even this Washington Times piece that I was just quoting from, by the way, to give credit where it's due about the case, mentions that Kemp is a Republican. You know, so he's not an anti-gun guy, Lee, so why is he named in the suit, right?
It's called fiduciary responsibility, whatever you want to call it. The buck stops with him. All it takes is one bureaucrat to screw around with somebody's civil rights. As a good governor and as a good gun-friendly Second Amendment-supporting governor, he should have hopped right on this. This should not have had to have gone to a lawsuit, in my humble opinion.
There are others, too. Georgia Carey has filed in a couple of different counties as well. And you're absolutely correct about that. That's why these lawsuits need to be filed. Here's why. We're not here accusing Governor Kemp of being anti-gun. We're not accusing the probate judge of being anti-gun. I have Judge Wood's signature on my Georgia weapons license. Now, keep in mind, he is bound by Georgia law because this is a shall issue state, not a may issue state. Lee, you want to describe the difference between the two to our listeners and viewers, please?
Yeah, a shall issue is what, well, first of all, it'd be great to have constitutional carry where you don't need any kind of permit from the government. But the shall issue, if you meet the requirements, you are issued a permit. May issue, if you meet the requirements, they kind of might have will give you a permit if they feel like it, if they're having a good day. Shall issue is much better than may. Constitutional carry, which does away with having to bend the knee and ask permission from the Crown to exercise your God-given right, of course, is the gold standard.
And that would be the end-all, do-all here. So let's a little bit of the nuance of what's going on in Georgia. Second Amendment Foundation, of course, when you think of the usual suspects, the name Brian Kemp in Georgia doesn't come up, does it?
No, never would have guessed that.
But exactly, that's the point.
So,
Murphy comes up, Cuomo comes up, Newsom comes up. Yeah, pick any Democrat running any state or any Democrat running any city. And by the way, viewers, listeners, you show me a city in decay in America, anywhere in the country, I'll show you a city run by Democrats at every single level for decades. Try to prove me wrong. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. You can't. That's a hint. So don't try it. You'll lose your money. And I will take it from you, too, by the way. You know, when you think of those usual suspects, you don't think of Brian Kemp for the very reasons that I just mentioned. And you really don't think of a Georgia probate judge. However, this probate judge has discretion in his court. He can choose to sign these licenses and open the office for concealed weapons, or in Georgia's case, Georgia weapons licenses. He has chosen not to do so. So a probate judge in a county now has the authority, Lee, to take my constitutional freedoms?
Yeah, that appears to be the case. What do we know about him?
You know, I never thought anything about Judge Wood ever. Like I said, his signature rides on my permit. I've never heard anything negative about him. I am surprised in a conservative state, in a very conservative county. This county is bright red. The state itself is bright red, once you get out of Fulton County around the Atlanta area, controlled by Democrats for decades, by the way, and a couple of the surrounding communities stretching outside of Fulton County, you've got a very bright red state. So it is surprising. It's not something that I ever considered. What this has done is has opened up a little nuance in the law where this can occur in a state with laws very pro-gun state, where something like this should never have happened. This should not have happened. The end result here would be to get an injunction, require the probate court to reopen for weapons licenses, those who want them and need them and desire them. It's not the judge's decision why somebody wants it. It's a constitutional right. Open the freaking door and let my wife go in and exercise her right. If I've got to beg you for a permit, you don't have, and you better be open. Now, there have been 284 cases in Cherokee County, 8 deaths, every single one of those 8 deaths, 2 over between 60 and 69, 3 between 70 and 73, I believe. What's that, 5? And then 1 at 80 or 2 at 80, over 81 years old, and 1 over 90. In this entire county. The county's half the size of Delaware by land square miles, for crying out loud. So, Lee, come on, man, talk to me here. What you tell me, what do we know about him when I just told you that?
Well, I'm hoping His Honor sees the light and reopens the court, settles it legally however he has to do it, and moves forward because, you know, nobody who goes up against FPC and SAF, nobody wins except them. He's incredibly busy right now. Every day, it seems, I get an email from him filing suit against some little tin pot dictator who has decided to infringe on somebody's constitutional rights. He's very busy, but he still never loses. So I hope His Honor does a little bit of research and looks into this suit and figures out the right thing to do would be just to solve it right now. Open the courtroom.
Well, it's pretty cut and dried. The court is open. Rob Pincus and I were discussing this on the Facebook Live video from the Armed American Radio Video Network studios today online at about right around noon, 12:15. If you've never jumped in, make sure to head over to armedamericanradio.com, facebook.com, /armedamericanradio, and jump in there and join Rob and I go a few rounds every single day between 12 and 12:30, or in that vicinity there. We run about 20 minutes or so, depending on the conversation. We talk about some really fun stuff. This was a topic today. Rob made the great comment today. He goes, don't overlook and gloss over the fact that the probate court is open for business and signing marriage licenses. There's no reason they shouldn't be signing these licenses. And I don't know. Like I said, I don't know Judge Wood. It just disturbs me that in a very pro-gun state, in any state, but it kind of capped off, it burns you a little bit, in a very pro-gun state with a very pro-gun governor where nothing like this should be happening ever, period, and a very strong grassroots organization to boot with Georgia Kerry, that, you know, it shouldn't be necessary to take action like this. We're, you know, hopeful that we will prevail. That's what you can say about any suit. And as you said, hopefully His Honor sees the error of his ways and opens this back up. So it'll be interesting to see. The case is Walters v. Kemp. We're definitely going to keep you posted on it. Back with Lee the Gunwriter Williams right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. You know what's great about GunBroker.com, too? If you can't find it physically in a brick-and-mortar store right now, if you're looking for something in particular, GunBroker.com has you covered, and here's the great part about it. It's absolutely 100% free. They will never ask you for money, ever. GunBroker.com, over 1.5 million auctions going on every single day. Welcome back inside the studios, the GunBroker.com studios. That's not coincidental, by the way. We're talking with Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, welcome back inside the studios with me today on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. How are you?
Great to be here. Great to be here. I'm good. It's Friday.
Always a pleasure to have you. You know, for new listeners or new viewers, I've never been in a radio studio anywhere in the country, and I've been in many, that didn't have a sign on the door that said no food or drink in studio. Hold on just one second while I take a sip of this. This is ice water, by the way. You know, Lee, every single studio I've ever been in has that sign on it. And every single studio, as soon as you walk in, has little cracker wrappers in the garbage can and a pizza box or, you know, an empty Pepsi can or something like that. The point that I'm making is people don't really follow the rules, do they?
No. No, they don't.
So what makes it, if one of the, I don't know, I mean, say who's, I don't know, pick a radio host that you love and know that that individual is violating that rule, right? Does that make that radio host a bad guy or a girl? No, of course not. Just makes him a radio host. I'm playing with this for a reason. There's a method to my madness. Criminals don't follow signs that say no guns allowed or anything like that, do they?
No, never have, never will.
So one of my friends, who I highly respect, wrote a column today, "Stop Releasing Felons, Please. We've Got Enough Problems Now." And that would be, Lee Williams, the gun writer. That came out a couple days ago over at thegunwriter.com. Lee, just an unbelievable story yet again out of Florida. What is going on now?
Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister wanted to
My
kick some
county.
Inmates out. Yeah. So he booted out 100 quote-unquote low-level offenders into the public streets to safeguard his staff and the rest of the inmates from coronavirus. One of the people he cut loose, Joseph Edward Williams, no relation, 26-year-old, had 35 different charges prior to going in. He was being held on possession of heroin and possession of drug paraphernalia. The day after he got out, he got out on the 19th of last month, March 20th, he kills a dude, shoots him dead, deputies say, the day after he got out. And Sheriff Cronister, when he announced it, the artistry in his written statement is just bears mentioning. There is no, and I'm quoting him, "There is no question Joseph Williams took advantage of his health emergency to commit crimes while he was out of jail awaiting resolution of a low-level nonviolent offense," the sheriff said in a statement.
Do you think that statement made the sheriff feel a little better, or it might have been designed to make the sheriff feel just a little bit better about the decision he made to release this scumbag?
He was definitely downplaying it, no doubt about it, and very, very concise, legalese-ridden statement. You don't see too many of them like that. And, you know, then we compared, L.A. had their own issue. Their sheriff out there, yeah, Villanueva, just booted out 4,300 inmates. 4,300, that's 25% of his jail pop. That's insane, Mark.
So with your law enforcement background, I've written two books on the subject about, you know, Lessons from Armed America, Lessons from Unarmed America, that chronicles personal stories, self-defense, cases where individuals who might have needed a gun at that worst moment in their life and didn't have one. Lessons from Unarmed America, lessons from Armed America, individuals who had a gun at that time and so forth. Lee, do you think that this type of stuff going on in cities across the country like Philadelphia, Los Angeles, obviously Hillsborough County, for those of you who might not know, that's the Tampa area. That is where I used to live in Hillsborough County for many years. Got married there. Both my kids were born in Hillsborough. Know it very well. Miss it, man. Miss the weather every day. But, and I'm disappointed to hear this in Hillsborough County, and I was even more disappointed to read the statement from the sheriff. How come the sheriff, for two questions. First, do you think this might have anything to do with why record numbers of Americans are buying guns, number one? And number two, well, let me just ask you that one first. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Go ahead. Just that one right there.
I think it's one of the huge reasons why people are buying guns. I think there's a lot of reasons. One, they're also fearing that the government might, you know, shut off their ability to buy guns. And two, they just want a means of self-defense. They're finally realizing they're worried about some type of anarchy, some social issues caused by this virus. But yeah, inmates getting flooded onto the streets, that's a pretty damn good reason to have a gun too.
Yeah, I would think so. The other question is, with your history in law enforcement, and as I was mentioning, the books that I've written, you and I have talked about these things. We've studied these things for years. Isn't it a true statement that the vast majority of hardened criminals started out as low-level offenders and the recidivism coming in and out of these jails all day long? Isn't it dangerous to let any of these scumbags out?
Yeah, it's incredibly dangerous because they're convicted felons. I point out in the story, if you want to cut people loose from the county jail, it's well known, well documented. Every county jail has a lot of misdemeanants in there, usually homeless folks who get pinched in a park after hours. They get a $100 bond. They can't make that. They're sitting in there pretrial. Let these people go. Let a lot of them have mental health issues. Let them go. Let them
arguably
out.
Shouldn't have been in there to begin with, Lee.
Exactly. We're using our jails like mental health treatment facilities, which has always been wrong. But hardcore felons, this kid's 26 and he's been charged and arrested 35 times.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
hold
on a second.
He's going to not reoffend?
Of course he's going to reoffend. And he just proved it. And he did it with probably the worst moral crime you can commit. He took somebody's life. Listen, I got to tell you, because this is his picture that accompanies your piece.
Yeah.
Okay, now hold on a second. Now, don't take my thunder from me. Don't you do it, Lee. Because when I first saw 35, when I heard you say 35, I thought you were talking about the tattoos on this scumbag's face. I thought it was 35 tattoos you were going to refer to, but it's 35 charges. But, I mean, this satellite radio moment word of a human being, what if you can even call him a human being, I mean, just fits the bill, man, doesn't he?
Yeah, this is not a guy I want to meet in the middle of the night, as I pointed out in my column, behind my front sight post.
Well, that'd be about the only place you'd want to meet him. And what Lee is referring to is if you meet a guy like this, you'd better be armed. And I think his actions over the last few days prove that. Honestly, I'm really disappointed in Chronister. I don't know much about him. Is he along the lines of what we've got over in Pinellas County with Bob Galtieri, pro-gun, when he says he's pro-gun, but he's really not?
Yeah, I think he's very Galtieri-esque.
That's a shame in a southern state. Yeah, that's crazy. In the Gunshine State in Florida, in Hillsborough County, you know what's interesting? When I lived there, Hillsborough was very bright red. After I left in 05, I started to notice. I don't think the county voted red since 05. That's a real shame to see that entire corridor between Hillsborough County and I-4 that in between Orlando turn that shade of purple. Could that be indicative of things to come in future Florida elections? It may be. Back with Lee the Gunwriter Williams right after this in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Mic. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. but in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios on the Carr Arms Platinum microphone. Just a quick heads up for the Sunday MonsterCast coming up in 2 days on Sunday, the live show, which, by the way, will be broadcast live on Facebook for you. A little bit less of a burden on the Internet, particularly during that time frame. And we're going to be able to bring you the video feed live from these studios right here if you're watching in Northern California. You know what I'm talking about. You'll be able to see these across the, you'll be able to see it across the country. We get a really big response on that. A lot of you listeners around the country are asking. So Armed American Radio, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, no doubt. GunBroker.com studios, looking forward to bringing you this weekend's program where I'm going to Donna Fiducia from Fox News. Remember Donna Fiducia? Longtime Fox News anchor. So see if this rings a bell. Fox News Live, I'm Donna Fiducia. Do you remember that, Lee Williams, the gun writer?
You did that very well.
You like that? Fox News Live, I'm Donna Fiducia. Well, her and her husband, Don, do Cowboy Logic now. They've left New York. They've fled to a free state. They actually live outside the ATL, not far from these studios right here. So Donna and her husband, Don, from Cowboy Logic now, will be on the show with me this weekend. I've got a great lineup. It's still building, but that's just a taste of what you're going to get. Let's go back to Lee, the gunwriter, Williams. Lee, let's chat a little bit now about, well, did you want to put an exclamation point on either of the two things that we just wrapped up, being the Georgia lawsuit before we move on with my wife, and or what we were just talking about in the previous segment? I'll let you wrap those up if you want to.
Yeah, you're going to prevail on the Georgia lawsuit. This thing will never see the inside of a courtroom. I think you probably have resolution next week.
Well, that's a bold statement. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. It would be nice to see. Yeah, it'd be nice to see. You never know how it's going to, you know, you never know. I learned a long time ago, you never know how a judge or a jury is going to wake up in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You just, and it's really tough to tell, even if you think you know a judge's background. I think we saw that with Roberts with Obamacare, by the way. That's a pretty good place to point. But I'm glad to hear that. I believe we're going to prevail as well. Okay, let's move on now to a topic that I was discussing with Pincus today online that really drew, or yesterday actually, we kind of carried it over. We'll probably be talking about this, unfortunately, for quite some time now. But responsible civil disobedience now, Lee. We've got governors, and Michigan is the one that comes to my mind. We'll pick on her because she's asking for it. When you bar your citizens, or even think you can, from moving between properties that they own, homes that they own, that they pay for, that they pay taxes to the state of Michigan for, and to their local communities, their property. This is America, not Cuba. When you tell people that they can't do that, or that they can't buy certain products, but Walmart is open and Walmart sells certain things there, but mom and pop shop that might sell the same things is forcibly closed by the state government, and that you tell people, Lee, that you can't even see your own family to go check on mom, and if you leave your home, you're going to get arrested in a park, as Pincus and I were talking about the man in Colorado who was arrested in a park with his 2-year-old daughter in front of his daughter, playing away from all human beings. At what point, Lee, do we say, nah, not up in here, that don't go around here, law dog, to use the old Ike Clanton term from the movie Tombstone? When do Americans, as Rob and I are calling now for, open their businesses? I'm on record. Open your business if you own one in Michigan. Open it. Do it responsibly. Open your business. Am I telling people to do the wrong thing?
No, it's up to us to disobey illegal orders like that. This is tyranny, pure and simple. We just had a guy in Pinellas County get arrested by deputies because he had a business where he sold table games. He sold games you can play with your family on your kitchen table, Mark. Can you think of a more essential business right now than that? Yeah, they just went in. They got complaints. They went in. They surveilled it. They saw that he was meeting with customers.
Ooh,
you know, it's like they're doing
crime.
A dope raid. Pulled him out and threw him in jail. This is tyranny.
Hold on a second. Let's go back to this. First off, I think you're going to agree with me here. You tell me if I'm wrong, and feel free to. But if a business has one paying customer, to the business owner, isn't their business essential to somebody?
Exactly. If a business puts groceries on a table, it's an essential business.
You better believe it. And it doesn't even matter what the customer base is or looks like or what the product is. It is essential to the business owner. If it is successful and running, it is therefore essential. No government. Here comes satellite. Here comes Angry Mark. Has the moral authority to tell a human being, let alone in America, that they can't run their business. My God. Now, this guy makes table games. Let's analyze this for a second. This fascinates me. Whether it's essential or not, who gets to determine that? The business owner does. Because the board games he sells puts the bread on the table, right? We're there. We're in agreement.
100%.
Okay. So you said they surveilled the place?
While conducting the compliance check, deputies observed the business to be open, watched employees interact with customers, and noted kitchen table games to be operating as a non-essential business.
Oh, okay. Let's do the radio calls between the officers that are doing the surveillance. Here we go.
Yeah.
Tango 6, Tango 4, I'm on the east side of the building. You got a copy, Hoover?
Yeah, go
Tango
for it.
4.
Send in
go
the
ahead.
SWAT team. Send in the SWAT team.
There's movement inside the building. It looks like a checkerboard. Looks like a checkerboard. Tango 7, I'm swooping in. Dude, seriously?
He was charged with operating a non-essential business and traveling to operate a non-essential business. If that's not tyranny, Mark, I don't know what is. Again, this is not a crack house. This is not anything bad. The man sells table games to families.
If I could get out of this seat right now and walk away to clear my head, I would do it.
I know, but here's the last line.
It is mind-boggling to me. But what's even worse, and we are such great friends of law enforcement on this show. And
I know.
Particularly the sheriffs. What is going through the head of that Pinellas County deputy who is making that arrest? And you know what? The Nuremberg, I was just following orders, crap doesn't fly here. Not up in here. That don't go around here, law dog. What's going through that officer's mind, Lee?
The worst thing is at the end of the report, Wood was transferred to the Pinellas County Jail without further incident. The investigation continues.
The investigation? How many checkerboards was he making? Well, were they whiteboard pieces or blackboard pieces? They were whiteboard pieces. Were there more white pieces than black pieces? How many families are buying these? We need to investigate the families. Lee, all right, look, this is so wrong on so many counts that I'm speechless. I talk for a living and I'm speechless. I'm disgusted by this. And this is why the court systems are going to be overwhelmed after this. I think you're going to see the political landscape in this country. Some very serious things are going to happen relative to the political landscape in this country, certainly regarding our constitutional rights. But this ain't over yet. This ain't over till the fat lady sings. Listen, we're getting ready to take a break, Lee. Let's hold that thought for the break. But take this to the break with you also. Wisconsin governor just extended his order another month. Another month. What I'm going to tell you is when we come back, what I'm getting ready to tell you is guess what? You're going to have a lot of angry people sitting around tables, okay, that are not going to stay in the house, Lee. Agreed?
Agreed.
Oh, man. Sean, how much time do we have? Did I misunderstand? We got a little bit more time here? Yeah, I'll keep going. All right, Lee. You know, the Pinellas issue is, first off, I have to ask this. Is there outrage in the community?
Yes, there is.
There is.
There is. And, you know, the worst thing that ever happened to American law enforcement was prohibition.
All right, hold that thought. There's the break. I'm sorry. My clock was off a little bit. But, okay, hang on to that. Let's go prohibition. That's a great place to segue when we come back. I'm talking with Lee, the gun writer Williams from Sarasota's Herald Tribune. Just mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling. Whatever your name is, put the word angry in front of it. I hope you feel like I do. We'll be back right after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. Defender Coffee does indeed donate the profits of what you buy when you drink coffee to the gun rights organization of your choice. In my case, I give it to the Second Amendment Foundation. I would recommend the same thing. Let me give a quick shout to all of my sponsors. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, if you heard the ad in the previous segment. Brad Primo, the CEO and founder, the owner, is a wonderful guy and a regular contributor to the MonsterCast on Sundays in the Roundtable, the classic Armed American Radio Roundtable. Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Holsters, the Sunday MonsterCast show comes from the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slinger's microphone. Funny how that works. My Pillow, Mike Lindell, huge fan of this program. And we're a huge fan of his. Record week last week in MyPillow sales. When you visit MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, just use the promo code AAR. AAR. We have a new spot coming up for them. We're working on the copy now. Car Arms, of course, and the GunBroker.com studios. Really seriously, GunBroker.com. It's free. Just go there, sign up. Don't blame me if you spend any money. I'm not going to be responsible for that. But there's over 1.5 million auctions going on every single day. GunBroker.com. They are wonderful people. North American Arms, of course, we're going to get ready to do another giveaway with them. This Sunday, I'm going to be mentioning, by the way, on air, the range bag giveaway with GunBroker. That's coming up on the Monster Show. And, of course, Bursa Firearms as well. North American Arms, those minis, by the way. I have one here. I'm not going to show it to you, but it's sitting here boxed up, ready to go for somebody. But wonderful, 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 wonderful pieces of their artwork. They really, truly are from North American Arms. Let's go back to Lee the Gunwriter Williams. In Sarasota, beautiful Sarasota. I bet it's rainy and crappy and snowy or icy down there.
Pretty nice. It's about 85 right now, a little overcast. I'd be going to the beach, but they're closed.
OK, Can you believe that? The beaches are closed. I mean, Kemp even opened the beaches in Georgia. You can visit the Georgia beaches because if you're going to get out, what a better place to be. I mean, if you want to practice social distancing, God, I hate buzzwords like that. If you want to practice that, that means staying away from other human beings, by the way, people. If you want to stay away, what a better place to do it than the beach where you can see for miles? Hey, here comes a guy on a, you know, on a bike. You better get away from him. You got plenty of room to move away, Lee.
I hopefully we open them up soon. Next weekend, I'm going to my buddy's range, from a brand new range complex. So I'll be social distancing there for 2 days.
Oh, let me give you a sound effect.
Yeah,
the way that round meant to be sound. You like that? That was pretty good, wasn't it? All right, here's what we want to do.
Shooting.
All right, here's what we want to do. Prohibition. I think I'm glad you mentioned that. What a great analogy. Did it work when the government told us what we could put in our own bodies?
No, it was an utter failure. And it was the worst thing that ever happened to American law enforcement because people learned they did not respect law enforcement after that. They learned to disrespect law enforcement because they were the ones who were keeping the drinks out of their hands. And now we've got cops once again throwing the table board game sellers in jail. It's going to hurt law enforcement doing this crap. And we finally, I see there's four sheriffs now in Michigan pushing back there against the governor's craziness.
Yeah, there were one of them. I forget the gentleman's name. I'm going to reach out to him, see if we can get him on the program. I love the constitutional peace officers, the constitutional sheriffs. Sheriff Richard Mack is a good friend of mine. You know, in fact, you know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. Listen, I'm going to reach out to Sheriff Mack and see if I can't bring him on the program this Sunday. This would be a good time to talk with him. He'll jump on the program with me anytime, so I'm hopeful that he'll say yes. If he's not too busy, I'm pretty confident that he'll come on. You know, but the constitutional sheriffs, Lee, let's use this as an opportunity to remind listeners and viewers again that the sheriff is an elected office, the oldest elected office in the country. Most people don't realize that. They don't understand just how powerful the sheriff is. But the sheriff has the ability to tell the feds to go pound salt. Does he not or she not?
They certainly do, and they're leading the way in safeguarding our freedoms. Second Amendment issues and now personal liberties like this. Pushing back against these dictators that I think the one in Michigan rises to the top, though. They can't sell seeds because of her order. Yeah. The whole thing is nuts.
Yeah. You just nailed it. Her order. You know, I mean, you're seeing homeowners associations. You know, anybody who feels they have any authority on down the line, you can see mayors are a prime example of this. Mayors issuing orders so far out of their league that they're so far out of their league and taking constitutional rights away at the mayoral level is just mind-boggling. But, you know, what? Here's where I wanted to go with prohibition more than anything else. Prohibition gave rise to a whole new level of crime, and that was organized crime. Prohibition brought mafioso, brought Al Capone, brought, you know, organized crime to the larger cities around the country as they were the ones dabbling in the booze, and it exploded from there. And, Lee, when a government tells you you can't have anything, has marijuana laws worked?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
come on.
I think pretty soon we're going to see black market table games taking over.
Well, you know, we laugh about that. Maybe we're speaking metaphorically using the table games. I don't know. I think there's a constitutional crisis in America, Lee, right now, today. Can you guys put him back up there, please? There he goes. Thank you for that. Lee, there's a constitutional crisis in this country now today, isn't there?
Yeah, and before the COVID-19, it was mostly Second Amendment related. Now it's the First Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, the Eighth Amendment, and the Tenth Amendment. It's coming to a head. I completely agree with you.
How do you foresee it coming to a head?
I'm not sure. I think there's going to be a lot of looking back at some of these decisions that were made, and I hope it's a peaceful, you know, let's try and chart out what the exactly powers that some of these people have. To what extent can they curtail our liberty? Because this can never happen again, Mark. I mean,
no,
we're all
no,
basically prisoners in our own homes.
Well, I think, you know what, we're allowing that to be. At some point in time, as Rob and I are saying, we used the phrase this morning, look, you got to take your freedom back, okay?
Yeah.
Take your freedom back. It's that simple. If you run a restaurant in a little strip mall or something like that, go open it, okay? If you don't want to violate the liquor laws or something like that, then, okay, keep that closed, make your pizzas, do whatever you need to do, all right? But go open your business. I mean, we have to get to a point of normalcy in this country. There is a faction in this country that would call me a criminal for suggesting that Americans go back, Americans take their freedom back because we're not following the nanny state, which, by the way, is the only group politicizing this to a point. And the reason for that, Lee, is simple, because they want you to be dependent on government after this is quote unquote over. Pelosi's whole deal, give them $2,000 a month. Okay. Yeah, well, that's blood money I don't want, okay? I don't want that money because I don't want to be beholden to you, Pelosi, when this is over. Lee, your thoughts?
Totally agree. There, for them, it's always been about control. It used to be the Second Amendment was the only issue that they, the only place they could get an issue. And now it's all the amendments except for the third. Like I told you last week, I don't yet have redcoats quartered in my home. But
no, but let me make a point. Let me make a point. If, for example, the probate judge in Cherokee County, Georgia, believes that he possesses the authority to make sure that my Second Amendment rights cease, he certainly would have no problem forcing me to quarter government troops in my home. He certainly would have no problem. That's Third Amendment. Would certainly have no problem apparently kicking in my door and wiping out my Fourth Amendment rights. He certainly would have no problem in telling me that I absolutely have to testify against myself, because aren't the Bill of Rights all equal? Lee, the gun writer, Williams, thanks for being here. As usual, thegunwriter.com. It's really simple. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Donna Fiducia, Fox News, her husband Don, Cowboy Logic, Alan Gottlieb, The Roundtable, Neil McCabe, many more. Brad Primo coming up Sunday. I'll see you on the radio and on your television screens. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. See you on Sunday.